Chapter 5. And the sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, for he was the firstborn, but for his profaning the lounge of his father, his right as firstborn was given to the sons of Joseph, the son of Israel, so that he was not to be enrolled genealogically for the right of the firstborn. For Judah himself proved to be superior among his brothers, and the one for leader was from him, but the right as firstborn was Joseph's. The sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, were Hanok and Palu, Hezron and Carmi. The sons of Joel were Shemaiah, his son, Gog, his son, Shimei, his son, Micah, his son, Reiah, his son, Baal, his son, Beera, his son, whom Tilgath-Pilneser, the king of Assyria, took into exile, he being a chieftain of the Reubenites. And his brothers by their families and the genealogical enrollment by their descendants were, as the head, Jael and Zechariah, and Bela, the son of Azaz, the son of Shema, the son of Joel. He was dwelling in Aroah, and as far as Nebo and Baal Meon. Even to the east he dwelt as far as where one enters the wilderness at the river Euphrates, for their livestock itself had become numerous in the land of Gilead. And in the days of Saul they made war upon the Hagrites, who came to fall by their hand. And so they dwelt in their tents throughout all the country east of Gilead. As for the sons of Gad, in front of them, they dwelt in the land of Bashan, as far as Salaka. Joel was the head, and Shapham the second, and Jani and Shaphat in Bashan. And their brothers belonging to the house of their forefathers were Michael and Meshallam, and Sheba, and Jorai, and Jachin, and Ziah, and Eber, seven. These were the sons of Abihail, the son of Hurai, the son of Jeroah, the son of Gilead, the son of Michael, the son of Jeshishai, the son of Jado, the son of Buz. Ahai, the son of Abdiel, the son of Gunai, head of the house of their forefathers. And they continued to dwell in Gilead, in Bashan and in its dependent towns, and in all the pasture grounds of Sharon, as far as their terminations. They were all of them enrolled genealogically in the days of Jotham the king of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam the king of Israel. As for the sons of Reuben and the Gadites and the half-tribe of Manasseh, of those who were valiant fellows, men carrying shield and sword and bending the bow and trained in war, there were 44,760 going out to the army. And they began to make war upon the Hagrites, and Jeter, and Naphish, and Nodab. And they came to be helped against them, so that the Hagrites and all those who were with them were given into their hand. For it was to God that they called for aid in the war, and he let himself be entreated in their favor, because they trusted in him. And they got to take captive their livestock, their camels 50,000, and sheep 250,000, and asses 2,000, and human souls 100,000. For there were many that had fallen slain, because it was on the part of the true God that the fighting was. And they continued to dwell in their place down to the time of the exile. As for the sons of the half-tribe of Manasseh, they dwelt in the land from Bashan to Baal Hermon, and Sinar and Mount Hermon. They themselves became numerous. And these were the heads of the house of their forefathers, Ephah, and Ishai, and Eliel, and Azrael, and Jeremiah, and Hodaviah, and Jardiel, men that were valiant, mighty fellows, men of fame, heads of the house of their forefathers. And they began to act unfaithfully toward the God of their forefathers, and went having immoral intercourse with the gods of the peoples of the land, whom God had annihilated from before them. Consequently, the God of Israel stirred up the spirit of Pul, the king of Assyria, even the spirit of Tilgath-Pilneser, the king of Assyria, so that he took into exile those of the Reubenites and of the Gadites and of the half-tribe of Manasseh, and brought them to Halah and Habor and Hara and the river Gozan to continue until this day.